nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. Through the rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. My life, my dream, nothing gonna stop me. Stop me
childproof. I hope whoever it is brought a chainsaw.
Am I looking up Larry Appleton?
Larry Appleton, that's me.
Larry, Larry, Larry! I looked everywhere for you. I walked the streets, I searched the alleys, I said to everyone, have you seen Larry? You don't know how many people have never heard of you. But now I find you, and I'm safe, I'm safe.
Yes, yes, now you're safe.
Who are you?
I'm Berkey Bartokomus. Philo, my fifth cousin, three times removed, is a step-uncle to your father on my mother's side, two continents removed.
I see, so we're sort of related by rumor.
America, land of my dreams, home of the Whopper. So cousin Philo says to me, he says, Balky, when you move to America, you have to go to Madison, Wisconsin to look at George Appleton. That's your father.
Yeah, that's the story I heard, too.
So I said goodbye to Mipos, my little Mediterranean island country, and I got on the tramp steamer. Tramp, tramp. Trump. And then I got on the bus, 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 and they found your father to move in. But he said, no, you have to go to the big city of Chicago to find my son, that's you. So I got on the bus, 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 and here I am.
Well, wait a minute, you came here to move in with me?
Of course I did. What do you think, I'm going to move in with some stranger?
Well, Balky, look, there is a problem. See, I just moved here myself. This is the first time I've lived alone. I actually have my own bachelor pad. You want a beer?
No, thank you. What are you saying?
Well, I'm saying, see, I've lived my whole life with eight brothers and sisters, and it's time, See, I want to live alone. I didn't even know you were coming.
Your father didn't call you?
Well, I'm sure he tried, and I just wasn't home.
Oh. Well, I feel like a fool to come here and bother you. Goodbye, American cousin. Nice to meet you. Don't worry about me. I know where I'm going.
Where are you going?
I don't know. But this is America, open all night.
look, I can't just turn you out into the cold. You can stay No. That many thank yous would be appropriate if you were staying a long time. A day or two worth of thank yous is plenty.
Thank you.
Look, you can stay a couple of days until you get a job. So, sit down and help yourself to the goodies. Over there.
What this?
It's pink lemonade.
You have pink lemons? Only in America. Potato crumbs, my favorite! Color TV?
Yeah, haven't you ever seen color TV before?
Of course I have. Don't be ridiculous. Blue!
On second thought, I've seen all these colors. Green and red are gonna be on later. You might want to stay up and watch. I think I'll just hit the sack.
I think I'll just hit the sack. I don't have a sack.
Well, you can sleep on the couch. Turns into a bed.
Of course it does. This is America. And don't worry about me. Tomorrow I get a job very fast. I'm a professional.
Well, then you shouldn't have a problem. What's your profession?
I'm a professional sheep herder. This is crazy. A big city like Chicago, there is not one single advertisement in here for a sheep herder.
That's the way it goes. Last week there were pages of them. What else do you do?
I am a sheep herder. My father was a sheep herder. My grandfather was a sheep herder. The little baby...
I get the picture. But you know, in America, you don't always get what you want right away. For example, I want to be a photojournalist, but then I've taken this job to pay the bills. You'll have to take a job until an untended flock pops up. Hello, the Ritz. What? Yep, Susan, calm down. Yeah, well, it's only a mouse. They're cute. Think of Mickey. Mickey wouldn't try to run up your leg. Okay, I'll be right up. I have to run upstairs and protect Susan's legs from rodents. Docky, I want you to do me a
favor. You want me
to
watch this door?
I want you to watch the store. Don't move, just stand there. Can you do that?
You're not exactly pushing me to my outer limits.
Stand there.
Ah!
That's the idea. Excuse me, I'm interested in this chair. Well, how much is it?
What the price tag says.
Oh. Well, you don't go by what the price tag says, do you?
Of course not. Don't be ridiculous. What do you go by?
We'll negotiate. You are the head man here, aren't you?
Of course I am. Come over here to me. I'm not allowed to move. What's love got to do with it? What's love but a second candy mother? What's love got to do with it? When it's a heart, when a heart can be. Dr. Larry, don't you notice anything different?
No.
Look, Look! I saw that chair and that fan and that brass coat rack.
You did?
All without moving.
Well, that's great!
Needless to say, Cosa Lowry, I think I've been wasting my time poking animals up the hill with a stick. And here's the money.
It's $45. That was a couple hundred dollars worth of stuff. Where's the rest?
That's it.
Well, there were price tags on that stuff.
You don't go by what's on the price tag.
You don't?
Of course not. Don't be ridiculous. I barter like we do at the marketplace on Meepos.
Balky, don't you realize what you've done to me?
Yes, and you're welcome. You know, I think I should look for a job as a salesperson.
Well, stick around. When Twinkacetti fires me, you can apply for my job.
Cosa Lowry. Cosa Lowry. Cosa Lowry. I'm so sorry. Oh, boo, boo, boo. Maybe Mr. Twinkacetti won't notice these things are missing.
But you sold his hat rack. Every day, the first thing he does when he comes in is put his hat on that rack.
Same damn thing every day. Sunlight, it gets old. Buy something or get out. Where's the yo-yo?
Hi, Mr. Twinkacetti. Rotten day, isn't it?
Why are you standing there holding my hat on a stick?
Well, technically, it's a cane.
Well, technically, you're a jerk. Where's my hat rack?
Mr. Twinkacetti. I sold it.
Who are you?
My name is Balky. I'm Larry's cousin. Philo, my...
Who cares? Why is he selling stuff?
Well, you want to hear a funny story?
No. Where's my money? 45, 45 bucks. That hat rack was solid brass. Where's the other 30?
That was my mistake. But to make it up, I won't charge you for the hour I worked.
What a swell guy. I want the rest of my money.
Mr. Twinkacetti, he doesn't have it.
But I could pay you back if you give me a job. I can fix things.
Who cares?
You can fix things?
Why not? I'm young.
Well, actually, you know, if you fixed up some of the used things you take in, you could sell it for more money. It's a good idea.
If I want to hear a good idea, I'll go to a smarter source than you.
I go wedge of cheese.
I can fix anything. Once my grandmother broke her little finger into silly putty. It just hung there all limp and dangly. And if I came up and did that, it would flip around like the tassels on a belly dancer. And she would say to me, Balky, don't do that. And I said, you give me that. This is what we do. We take some nice mud and we make a cast and dry in the hot sun. And 6 months later, I took off the cast and what do you think? The finger is no more limp and dangly. It won't bend at all. Just sticks out like a nail in a board.
I like that story. Now get out of here.
Mr. Twinkacetti, give him a chance. How else can he pay you back?
All right. I'll give him like a little test. Out of the way. Let's see. Aha! Fix this old radio and he's got a job.
Now that's not fair. That radio probably hasn't worked for 40 years.
Take it or leave it.
He'll take it. Can you fix it?
Of course I can. It's probably just a picture tube.
There you go. 15 points.
Meepos? I challenge that.
Meepos is a real country. I have a little corner of it growing on my dining room table.
Johnson, I need to take a break. I never knew fixing a radio could be so quiet.
Susan, this is the cousin I was telling you about. Balky, meet Susan. She's our neighbor.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Would it be impolite to ask if I could be your slave for life?
Well, I think that's illegal. Oh, he's cute.
This cute Mediterranean boy means every groveling word. Take me and do with me as you will.
You're embarrassing, Susan. Stand up. Act like a man. Go work on the radio.
Can I take her with me?
No.
Then I take you in my thoughts, America. I want to worship your painted toenails.
Just leave with whatever little dignity you have left. Come on, go.
Nice to meet you, too.
I can die happy now.
Right.
Grovel's great.
Sorry. Now I understand why he doesn't have a crease in his pants.
I hope he gets a job.
Susan, they haven't even made parts for that radio in 40 years.
Then he doesn't have a chance.
Well, I didn't say that. See, Balky doesn't know it, but I'm going to slip this little baby in that big old radio, and at the proper moment, click, dance fever. Twinka said he'll never know the difference.
That's sneaky.
I know. I'm very proud. Oh, you're in a good mood.
And why not? Last night, all my horse accounts paid off.
Today, I get the laugh on a man's face. Sounds like a good day to me. Go for it, sport.
Balky. Balky.
Good morning, America.
Hey, Gregory, turn on the radio.
I fell asleep before I got to test it, but it'll work. Balky fixed it.
You know it'll work, and I know it'll work, but you don't. And that's why this is going to be so much fun. You are going to be so embarrassed when that radio works.
Costa Lara, quit this.
Feeble. Boy, that was feeble. I didn't think I'd catch on.
Turn it on.
All right. Make yourself ready.
It looks like Ella Fitzgerald gave a concert.
I can't believe it. That radio never sounded that good brand new.
What a great sound. How much you want for it?
$300. $500.
You got it. Here's a $50 deposit. And I'll go get my truck.
Can you fix any radio?
Does Telly Savalas love you, baby?
My friend, my pal, these fingers. Mm-hmm. Now we have a job here. Mm-hmm. I'll even pay you minimum wage. Boys, put this little gold light out for our customer to pick up. On second thought, Pinhead, do it yourself. We wouldn't want magic fingers here to accidentally hurt his hands.
Oh, of course, a lorry. I helped you anyway.
Thank you.
Of course. I tell you where to put everything. This goes right there, and then we have this amplifier to go on top. And then when you move these two big speakers, please be careful because they're expensive.
You hooked all that stuff up to that radio?
Of course. How else you going to make it work? It was broke.
Mr. Twinkasetti, something just occurred to me.
I just sold $1,000 worth of equipment for $500?
Damn, it occurred to you, too.
You! You brought him here. This is all your fault. You got your walking papers, Buster?
Well, I hope you're happy.
Thank you. I hope you're happy, too.
Happy? Getting fired does not make me happy.
Fired? He just gave you official papers to take a nice walk.
That's American for fired. It's a colorful language, isn't it?
What? He cannot do to you what is my fault. Mr. Twicasetti.
Falky, Falky. Ah!
You come out here right now, you unfair person, and I mean maybe.
You have something to say before I pull your tongue out through your nose?
You can't fire Larry. He's a good person. And if he goes, I go.
That goes without saying. Now I want to see heels going that way.
Not until I get a few things off my neck. You don't know what kind of good fellow you dumping to the birds. He was always loyal to you. He make everything perfect for you, and you won't find anyone to do better. His only mistake was to be a good friend to me. But the customer likes him, and that's why they come back. And if you let this good person walk out that door, you're making one big mistake, Ghostbuster.
Thanks, but you're wasting your time, Balky. Come on.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, I was just thinking about what the turnip said here, and, well, I'd be stupid to let either one of you guys walk out that door. You both hide again.
We are? Why?
Don't be ridiculous. It's because he sees we're both good persons.
Yes. No. It's because I see you both out of work persons. And if you're not working, I can't take $10 a week out of your salary to pay for the stereo stuff. And the hat rack. And all of this mess. Gentlemen and turnip, welcome to the wonderful world of being in debt.
Am I in debt?
Yep.
I'm a true American.
Well, Balky, you got us our jobs back.
Well, where I come from, family sticks together. Isn't this just like America? Another happy ending.
Yeah.
We buddies.
Yeah.
We're working together.
Yeah.
We're roommates.
We have to talk.
Now, you see, you couldn't have this talk if you lived alone. You need me. And this may surprise you, but I need you too. You saved my life. You took me in.
Well, it is nice to have somebody to talk to. You're welcome to stay until you can afford a place of your own.
No problem. I have a job now that pays minimum wage. As soon as I pay back Twinkle Toes and put my whole family through college, I'm gone like a bird.
Balky, do you have any idea how much minimum wage is?
Of course I do. Don't be ridiculous.